in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Jesus. Oh Father, we thank you. Spirit of the living God, we honor and reverence your presence in our midst. The eyes of our understanding is enlightened. Thank you for fresh empowerment. Thank you for supernatural strength and speed. Thank you for the supply of the Spirit. Thank you for the workings of miracles. In Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands, oh you people. Clap your hands, oh you people. I say clap your hands. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah, you might be seated. Today is day 2 of our 14 days glory and fire fasting and prayer program. It's a program. Okay? 14 days what? Glory and fire fasting, our mid-year fasting and prayer program. And I want you to take these 14 days very seriously. Place high premium on it. Don't joke with these 14 days, because you are framing your life and destiny. You are not just framing the remaining part of the year. I'm telling you, if God will open your eyes to see the impact and the resultant effect what these 14 days will do to your life and destiny, you will take it more seriously. Hallelujah. So it is worth making every sacrifice. It is worth making every effort to be part of, to fully partake of. Let me tell you something. Desire is a function of value. When you value something, you will naturally begin to desire it. Am I communicating? Your desires follows value. The value you place upon something determines how much you desire it. Am I communicating? Now, look at this pen. Look at this pen. Look at this pen. If I tell you, how many of you want this pen? Some, or few people will raise their hand. But the moment I tell you, this pen is a pen that US president uses. Oh, I said this pen was used by the US president. And then it was handed over to Nigerian president, and then the permanent secretary, and then the permanent secretary gave me as a gift. And now ask again, how many of you want this pen? More hands will go up. Now what has happened? The value you placed on the pen just increased. Nothing happened to the pen, but something happened to your sense of value. Am I communicating? That is how life is. Now, somebody may just see this 14 days as fasting and prayer again. That's the value the person placed on it. In fact, the person may not even put any value on it at all. Am I communicating? And at the same time, another person will place more value on these 14 days more than $1.4 trillion. It's all about your sense of value. Am I communicating? You know, in the physical realm, we use money as the highest way to measure value. In the physical, right? Money is the highest measurement of value. Good. If I tell you that for every day you come for this meeting, £1,000 will be given to you. You know, you will take it more seriously, right? You will make every... My sister is already laughing. Celebrator. £1,000. Do you know how much is £1,000? Eh? Do the calculation. It's in millions. Over 1.7 million or so. That means four times 14. £14,000 for these 14 days. How much is that? 1.7 million plus times 14. Now, you even if it means to trek, some of you will start trekking, but some will even carry their bed and put behind there. Why? Because of the money that you value that is attached to coming. What if I tell you the spiritual value you will get these 14 days is higher than £1,000? When I tell you people something, I'm not joking. I say, the moment you start doing spiritual things above money, it shows you have started growing. One sign that you are still a baby is when you value money and material things above spiritual things. It's one of the signs that you are still carnal. You are still a babe. But when you start real spiritual growth, you will start putting very high premium on spiritual things. Spiritual things will matter to you more than money and material things. Can you compare the spiritual value of what you get here for every encounter? Can it be compared to £1,000? What is £1,000? You can collect that £1,000 and demons will still press your neck in the night. You can even collect it and the next thing they fire you arrow and you are battling cancer. How will £1,000 help you to handle cancer? You can even collect that £1,000, enter, say you are going back home, one car will just come and hit you and you are gone. Tell your neighbor, learn to value spiritual things more. They have higher value. That's why sometimes angels look at us and they are surprised. Why are human beings behaving like this? When they see you not placing the appropriate value on the word of God, on the things of the spirit, when they see you, am I communicating? So, I said that your desire is a function of value. Anything that you truly value, anything that you put high premium on, anything that you value highly, you will make it a topmost priority. Am I communicating? There will be no excuses. You will make it a what? Topmost priority. Why? Because your desire is towards that thing. Glory to God. I say glory to God. And these 14 days is a great opportunity for you to make tremendous progress. First, spiritually, and then in other areas. Because once you get it right, spiritually, once your spiritual life is in order, other areas too will fall in place. Am I communicating? See it as 14 days for your personal revival. To set yourself on fire. To be aglow in the spirit. 14 days of total immersion in God's word. These 14 days is not just daily prayer, so, as you can see. It's both prayers and you being what? Talk to me. You being what? Receiving the revelation, the teachings of God's word. What can be more important than that? So media, when you are making your post, don't just say we are meeting for daily prayers. It's not only prayer, it's prayer plus the teaching of God's word. Am I communicating? The word of God is priceless. Am I communicating? The prayers you are praying, fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost, these are things that money cannot buy. Am I communicating? Glory to God. You transact in the spirit. You do business in deep waters to move your life forward, to move your destiny forward. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So take these 14 days very seriously. Take it very, very seriously. Make every effort and sacrifice to be a full-time partaker, because we are about to experience quantum leaps. Thank God for the word God gave us this month. It's our month of what? The supernatural. So, see, I'm telling you, if you take these 14 days seriously and you fully partake of this fast, and you keep coming for this daily corporate prayer and to receive the teachings of God's word in due season, I'm telling you, get ready for quantum leaps. This second half of the year will be your half. I mean, it will be loaded with so many supernatural results like water, and the grace and anointing for supernatural accomplishment. This is how you assess it. Am I communicating? Your life becomes inexplicable to mortal men. Glory to God. And when we say we are fasting, we are fasting. And it's not only food we fast. I know food is a major one, but it's not the only thing. You also fast pleasurable activities. You fast TV. You fast radio. You fast social media. Am I communicating? You fast football. You fast movies in addition to the food. So during the fasting period, the whole idea of fasting is, fasting simply means you are abstaining from food and other pleasurable activities. For what purpose? For spiritual purposes. So that you can give your time, your attention, your affection to God and His word and the things of God. So during the period of the fast, you are not eating physical food. Why? Because you want to eat spiritual food. What is the spiritual food? God's word. So you spend time feeding on God's word. You spend time studying, meditating on the word. You spend time listening to messages. It's one of the best times you seed God's word into your spirit. You are seeding your spirit with the word of God. You are loading your spirit. Am I communicating? So that it will produce abundant harvest. Your spirit man begins to grow and increase in stature. So it's a great opportunity for your spiritual growth. And then by the time you study, you feed on God's word, you listen to message, you get charged up so that you can pray. So that you can pray. So that you can pray. And then by the time you use the prayer guide we gave you, the prayer focus, and then your prayer should not be limited only to the prayer focus. The prayer focus is only a guide. As you begin to pray in the spirit, the Holy Ghost will lead you. Am I communicating? There are certain issues in your life. There are certain things the Holy Ghost will lead you to pray about, to move your life forward so that you can make progress. So be spirit led in your prayer. Then some of us have our personal issues. This is the best time you pray about those things. Am I communicating? Fasting is part of consecration. It's part of Christian consecration. It's part of it. Many believers have not been well taught that fasting is a part and parcel of our spiritual health package in Christ. It's part of it. Second
First Timothy 4 verse 8. First Timothy 4 verse 8. Fasting is a part of spiritual training. It's a spiritual exercise. It helps to train you as a believer, so that you can be healthy, so that you can be strong, so that you can grow spiritually. Am I communicating? Fasting will help to fine-tune your spirit, to rightly position you to receive from God, so that you can receive divine instruction, you can receive guidance, direction, you can receive revelation, light and insight. Am I communicating? And also it helps to release power. It helps to release power. There's a difference between authority and power. Everybody has authority, but not everybody is exercising power. Fasting helps to release power. When you talk about unlocking, detonating the dynamis power of God, fasting is necessary. That's why you sometimes you have to tarry in prayer and fasting in order to activate the anointing, in order to carry power, to release it like a dynamo. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Horabakasa, the dunamis power of God. Ayayah. It's a bodily exercise, profited little, but godliness, give me an amplified. That godliness means spiritual training. Spiritual training is profitable unto all things. Okay? Watch this. And by the way, this fasting period, some people usually hide to eat food. Glory to God. Celebrate media department. I saw some beautiful pictures. Sam Moses, Jim led prayer, media department. They went to Miango rest home. Thank God you were well prepared before the fasting started. So now it's payback time. Glory to God. He said, arise and eat, for the journey is too. Ojima, hope you ate well preparing for 14 days. 14 days is even small. I'm looking for one who will do 100 days. And you no go die. Glory to God. You know, some people, the moment they hear fasting, they become afraid. I bind that spirit of fear. You can do all things. You can fast. You can pray. Am I communicating? Don't be afraid. And if you are among those people that eat during, do you know the fasting period is 6 a.m. we start. I don't have a problem with you eating before 6 a.m. I don't have a problem. If you like, eat 5 minutes, eat pounded yam, this one, that one, 5 minutes to time, I don't have a problem. But once it is 6 a.m. fasting have started, the only thing you can take is water. Don't feel guilty for drinking water. In fact, I recommend you drink plenty water when you are fasting. For health reasons, drink water. You know, some people are funny. Say, this one. Even when they swallow saliva, they will start feeling guilty that they have broken their fast. No, you have not broken. Okay, you are fasting food and other drinks. You can drink water, but don't drink juice. Oh. Don't drink Coke or malt. It's water, only water, plain water. Tell you about plain water is allowed during the fasting period. You want to wake up 2 a.m. and eat barwana? That one no concern me. Fasting has not started 2 a.m. It's 6 what? You want to wake up 4 a.m., 5? That's your problem. If you like, pound pound the yam. Boom, boom, boom. Once it is what? 6, we have started. The journey have started. Glory to God. If we catch you, and in the realm of the spirit we can catch you, you will pay back times 2 for every day that you broke the fast before time. You will pay back with 2 days. So when we are done, You will now start your own punishment. 2 days for everyone you missed. Praise God. And if you think that I will not see you, my spirit will catch you. I didn't say I will catch you. I say my spirit will what? Catch you. The Holy Ghost will catch you. You think he will not see you? You know, some people think that when we are fasting, that people like us don't feel hungry. You are joking. This, in fact, it was around 11:12. One kind of anointed hunger today just gripped me. Ah! I didn't know where this hunger came from. I was almost tempted to eat food. Then I said, my flesh say eat, my spirit rose up like a giant. Say no! You are fasting, you are not eating. You understand? So it's not only you that is tempted with hunger, even me too. Even Jesus. Am I coming? Jesus was so hungry that he caused a fig tree out of the annoyance and anger from the hunger. Anger mixed with hunger made him cause a fig tree. And we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. He was tempted at all points, like as we are, yet he was without sin. So when the temptation of hunger tells you to eat, tell your neighbor, don't yield to that temptation. Let your spirit rise. Sometimes you need to talk to yourself. I'm fasting. You all pass through somewhere, and if you are fasting, avoid going close to the kitchen. Praise God. Somebody say, now when are they fasting? They cook nice food, chicken and all of that at home. Those days when we were young, our siblings will be happy. Say, ah, this person, they even fast. I mean, add the own to my own. Praise God. Avoid those temptations. Fasting is a very important discipline. See, if you want to live a supernatural life as a believer, these are some disciplines you must cultivate. You want to carry power. You want to carry the glory. You know, there are different kinds of Christians. If you want to be a normal Christian, then you don't need to fast. Just be eating all the days of your life. I hope you know that all the problems of not all, majority, in fact the number one problem of man began with food. Read Genesis now. How did man fall? Food. Humanity's problem started with food. God said, don't eat. Satan came and said, eat. And when Eve saw that what? Lust of the eyes. That the fruit was good and desirable for gaining wisdom, she collected and ate and gave her husband also, who was with her. So the whole problem started with food. You must know how to control your appetite. How did Esau lose his birthright? Talk to me. He valued food more than the blessing of Abraham, the birthright. He valued physical things above spiritual things. And the Bible calls him a profane person and equated him to a fornicator. Are you seeing something? Read your Bible. You must know how to control your appetite. There is time to eat. There is time not to eat. Don't eat away your destiny. Don't eat away your destiny. If you study church history, the revivals we read of old in Europe, in America, and all of that, that brought that the move of God have found its way into Nigeria. I remember is the white guys that brought us the gospel, right? If you read of all these, Charles G. Finney, Smith Wigglesworth, Maria Woodward Eater,
Charles Wesley, Jonathan Edward, George Whitfield, all those mighty men of God that God used to spark up revival. Ask yourself, why is such things not happening in Europe today? Why are we not hearing of those things? Those kind of move of God. Should I tell you part of their problem? They have the West. Now listen to what I'm about to say, because it's important. The West, they came to a point that they began to ignore prayer and fasting. They started ignoring prayer and fasting. And the moment you start ignoring prayer and fasting, power will be far from you. Walking in that glory dimension that you read of those generals of old, they are no longer walking in it. Why? They are no longer praying. See, the church in the West are eating themselves up to death. They are eating themselves up. It's now all they have is more of entertainment and fun. Entertainment. The same spirit of entertainment that is in the world. Europe now, football is like a religion. Am I communicating? They like anything, entertainment, sport, and all of that. Now that thing have crept into the church, so that the average youth, young guy in Europe, they no longer find church interesting. They say church is boring. They would rather go and watch football or American soccer on Sunday than to go to church. If you want real impact, I'm not talking, you know, today. And some people are making that mistake even in Africa. Thank God the culture of prayer and fasting is still in the African church. That's why it looks as if the revival now is in Africa, through of us. But some African people are still not learning. So as they are copying the West, they are also copying... So now we say, how do we grow church? How do we attract members? Say, pastor have to dress in a certain way. He has to dress like a model. Three-piece suit, stage light and decoration. You think that's all? Let me tell you what's going to happen. You will attract people, but I'm telling you, it will be like an entertainment house. Am I communicating? The people will not be growing. There will be no real impact. And that church, there will be no power. Because it takes more than stage light, fine boy, fine girl, pastor, all those things. I'm not saying those things are bad in themselves. But listen. There is a primitive culture of prayer and fasting that the early church had. That is the secret of impact. And I hope you know there is a difference between true growth and swelling. Yes, church can swell up. When you do all those ephesities, stage light, all those dressing, you understand, you know, do all those marketing. See, what you will have is called a swelling. We call it come and go. Those people will come because of those things, not because the Spirit of God brought them. I hope you know that the early church, they were utterly dependent on the Holy Spirit for everything. It's the Spirit of God that adds to the church. It's the one that brings people. And that is why you've got to pray. You've got to fast. When you pray and fast, the Holy Ghost, those God have ordained to be part of the vision, He will start bringing them. But if you depend on those beggarly elements, like the people of the world, to attract people, you will attract crowd that will later come and go. In fact, some of them will give you problem. They may even scatter the church. So we need to wake up. We need to wake up. Read of the revivers in the early church. Is that how they got it? Through Ephesians? Have you not read of men like Apostle Babalola? Have you not read of men like the uneducated plumber, Smidwiguz? Is that how they did their own revival? Suit and tie? Am I communicating? You need to wake up. Go and check all those ministries that they emphasize too much ephesy. There is no power. I'm telling you. Prayer and fasting, oh, you cannot change the curriculum. God will not change it for this our generation. Go and read the healing revival in the 1940s was packed up by one book by Franklin Hall, The Atomic Power of Prayer and Fasting. There was a time we gave assignment to people. That book was part of it. Go and read that book. By Franklin Hall. The Atomic Power. Even though a little excess is here and there. Some people have even... Some Word of Faith people have condemned the book because of one or two excesses. But listen, you know, that book was the book that sparked up the healing revival in the 1940s. And it was said that the easiest thing to do was to get somebody healed during the healing revival. Healing was so easy. Got power everywhere. Because of that culture of prayer and fasting, there was a mighty move of the Spirit. Revival. So many souls coming to Christ. Am I communicating? So just because there are one or two excesses in the book does not mean we will throw away the baby and the dirty water. You didn't hear me. Are you listening? If you want real impact, this is the key. If you want to do real ministry that has depth, not just width. You know, some people, their spiritual life is like 1,000 kilometers wide but 1 inch deep. May that not be you. Praise God. I say praise God. Depth. High level spiritual impact is traced to prayer and fasting. So you must see, for you to amount to anything great in this kingdom, you must be ready to pray when others are playing. You must be ready to fast when others are eating food. You must be ready to study, to read and study God's word and the necessary materials as you are led when others are catching fun. Am I communicating? You must make those sacrifices. Fasting is a spiritual exercise. It's a physical training. It's of some value, useful for a little, but godliness in brackets, spiritual training. And fasting is part of such spiritual training. He said it is what? It holds, it is useful and of value in everything. Spiritual training is useful in what? Everything. Tell your neighbor everything, oh. And in every way, not just in spiritual ways, oh. Every way, it affects every area of your life. For it holds the promise for the present life and also for the life which is to come. Am I communicating? So both in time and eternity, it is valuable. Hallelujah. Mandegebo sabakatai. Say, I receive grace to fast. I receive grace to pray. Nothing just happens, though. Only a fool thinks he can get something for nothing. Go and check any person that is moving in power. Go and find out their routines and rituals. Fasting and prayer is a constant. Go and check any ministry that is moving in real power. That the anointing is there. The presence of God is there. Go and check their activities. You will see routines. As in serial fasting every year. They have a system of not just personal fasting, corporate fasting. Am I communicating? Kitobakasa. You see people like Pastor Chris. You know, some people see him, all they see is the suit and tie. They don't know that man, you don't know the way he prays, the way he fasts. Pastor Chris said, those days that he used to organize a night of bliss, this is their atmosphere of miracles. He said, those days, it's usually 40 days prayer and fasting he goes before that meeting. Reinhard Bonnke crusade, the same thing, 40 days prayer and fasting, normally precede it. You can't talk about the supernatural without prayer and fasting. Impossible. It doesn't work. Am I communicating? When I'm preparing for miracle service, when I'm preparing for snow, what do you think I do? Moses, what do you think I do? Eating amala and egusi soup? You need to understand. There are principles. There are laws that govern the supernatural. Prayer and fasting is a major. Hallelujah. When I'm done praying and fasting, preparing for miracle service, I begin to receive download of how the service will be like. Even the kind of miracles, the kind of things God is going to do in the meeting, I start hearing and I start seeing them. Even the anointing, the power, the move of God in the meeting, I start feeling it in my secret place. Am I communicating? This is very important. And when we say prayer and fasting, it's not only for men of God. Even for business person, it doesn't matter your calling. Is a priest, as a business, as an entrepreneur, the Jews, they fast twice a week. Not just the clergy, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, the Jews believe that if you don't fast twice a week, that your chances of success in the business world is very slim. Am I communicating? Because they understand that life is spiritual, business too is spiritual. It doesn't matter your calling. There is a spiritual dimension to it. And prayer and fasting is a spiritual law of dominion. Am I communicating? Some of you are looking sober. You better think twice. It's a month of the supernatural. That's why we are starting with 14 days. Only 14, no? We didn't say 140 days. Only 14. Pastor Shim, Sam, only 14. Just 14. Let me tell you, I just 14. If I, 14 minus 2, because 2 is gone already. It's only 12 that is left now. Some people are just waiting for time. They have kept their breakfast, lunch, dinner. They put it inside freezer. The moment it's time now, you rush back home, start warm. I bet warm up. Make it hot. Praise God. What did I say I was supposed to do today? See, my time has finished. I've not even entered my message. You see? That's how the Holy Ghost changes direction sometimes. Because some of you need to hear this. Because some of you are not taking
the value you place, you are not placing appropriate value on what we are doing. You know, sometimes people need to know why they should do something. It's not just enough to tell them to do it. They need to know the why. And that's what I'm emphasizing now as I'm being led. So that you will take it more seriously. So that you will put appropriate value on it. Because I plan to start sharing a series titled The Person and the Ministry of the Holy Spirit from today. But I will enter tomorrow. I will actually start tomorrow. Am I communicating? So use today to go and what? What will you do today? Yeah? Now listen, tomorrow I will start the series proper, okay? The person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is the most important person on earth. He is the God in us and the God with us now on earth. When you say Jesus, Jesus is not on earth. He's in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. When you say God the Father is on the throne. He doesn't leave the throne. The God with us now, the God in us, is the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit is the most important personality on earth. The reason why Jesus succeeded in his earthly ministry, in his life, was because he was totally dependent on the Holy Spirit. The early church and the apostles, their success, the success in their lives and ministry was what? Completely dependent on the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They were utterly reliant on him. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate secret of success and greatness. And guess what? He is the secret of the supernatural. You cannot walk in the supernatural without getting to know the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm led to teach along that line. Am I communicating? And sad to say, but true to say, it is a sad truth. Many Christians, they don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't know. Many speak in tongues, but they don't know the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating? Akethri Kuhlman said, and I quote, that the Holy Spirit is the secret of the anointing. The Holy Spirit is the secret of the miraculous. Is the secret of power. This power party we are shouting. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate secret. When you get to know him, when you get to understand his ministry, and you learn to partner with the Holy Spirit, you learn to submit to him, yield to him, your life will become a sign and a wonder on earth. Most of the times, you see me do the things I do. You see me move in the supernatural. You see me move in the miraculous. It's because I understand how to partner with the Holy Spirit. I understand how to partner with him. I'm not alone. He's with me. He's in me. And he's with me. Jesus said, he is with you, but he shall be in you. He said, my Father, which... John 14:10. Look at what Jesus said. My Father, which dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Which works? Miracles. The miraculous works. So, the Holy Spirit was the secret of the miracle ministry of Jesus. I'm just giving you an appetizer so that you'll be getting set for tomorrow. Am I communicating? He said, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Which Father? Give me Matthew 1:18. We'll come back here. Let me show you the Father he's referring to. Let me show you the Father. Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise,
when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with what? With the child of the Holy Ghost. She was found with what? Who is the father? Who impregnated Mary? Who is Jesus' daddy from this verse? So you now go back to John 14 verse 10. You now understand the father that is talking, that dwelleth in me. Remember, when Jesus was baptized at Jordan by John the Baptist, the Bible said the Holy Ghost descended like a dove, in the similitude of a dove. And Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating? So the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit was the secret of the miraculous. The miracle ministry of Jesus was possible because of what? The presence and power of the Spirit. Give me this in Amplified. You know, it's one thing to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. It's another thing to get to know Him and get to yield to Him. Get to know His voice. Get to obey His voice. Get to submit to His lordship. It's one thing to have the Holy Spirit. It's another thing for the Holy Spirit to have you. You didn't hear me. I say it's one thing to have the Holy Spirit. It's another thing for the Holy Spirit to have you. The Holy Spirit having you simply means you submitting to His lordship. You learning to yield to Him in obedience. Hearing and obeying His voice. Knowing how to partner with Him. Am I communicating? He said, do you not believe that I am in the Father? And that the Father is in me? That is oneness with God. It's oneness with God. It's union with the Father. The major secret of the miraculous. And that the Father is in me. What I'm telling you, I do not say on my own authority and of my own accord, but the Father who lives continually in me, He does His works, in bracket, His own miracles. Can you see it? Can you see that? It's the ultimate secret. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate secret of the miraculous. Deeds of power. You know, the Jesus' disciples, they were so astonished and amazed, surprised by the miracle ministry of Jesus, the mighty things He did, how successful He was. Then towards the end of His ministry, Jesus began to tell them the secret behind His exploit in ministry. He began to tell them the secret of His supernatural ministry. Then in John chapter 14 down to 17, He started telling them about the Holy Spirit, especially John 14 and then 15 and 16. He started talking the Holy Spirit, Allos Paracletus, one called and summoned to walk side by side with you. He started telling them that, look, all these things you are seeing is because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is the secret behind my miracle ministry. It is the secret behind the supernatural. If Jesus could not fulfill His own destiny without the Holy Spirit, what makes you think you can fulfill yours without the partnership of the Spirit? Am I communicating? This whole week, we'll be exploring the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Understanding and maximizing His person and ministry. Very important. It is more important to me than the whole money in this world. The Holy Ghost. I'm not afraid of the future because of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. He said, He will show you things to come. He will take that which is mine and reveal it to you.
when the Holy Ghost begins to show you pictures of the future, will you still be afraid of the future? You know, the future is secured. The future is secured. He has shown me some pictures and glimpses of the future of AGMI. That's why I'm not in doubt. I'm not unsure of where we are going. Am I communicating? And then there are some of you that the Holy Ghost have shown pictures of where we are going. Some footages like that. Flash, flash, flash. The other day, was it... what's her name? One of us, Olivia, Sister Olivia, she's doing NYSE, that she shared, I read something like that, she shared a vision God showed her about AGMI. You know, when I read it, I say, wow, this is a confirmation. She have seen well, because it's possible not to see well. The son of man, what can you see? I see the rod. God say, you have seen well. He said, I see the rod of an almond tree. God say, you have seen well. So if it is possible to see well, that means it's possible not to see well. For instance, if you are offended, maybe some of us offended you. Some of the ministry leaders and pastors got you offended. And you are harboring unforgiveness. You are beefing us. You will see vision very soon. And you will not see well. What will make you not to see well? The offense that is in your heart. The offense. The offense. You will now start seeing your vision for us. Now come and tell us. Praise God. So we are not afraid of the future. In that vision, she mentioned something about Avalanche City. I was sharing with my wife. I said, I am shocked. Can you help me check who still has that, the vision she shared? Can you check on your phone? Who still has it? Oh, you people did not store it. You didn't store it? Now, somebody should just check. While you are checking, let me say something. When she mentioned AGMI building a city called Avalanche City, I was shocked. You know why I was shocked? Because 2016, or was it 15? 2008, we started 15, right? Either 2015 or 16, I can show you where I wrote down one of the things. I was praying with my friend Evangelist Peter Oyebuchi. Oh, you have it? God bless you, correct man. Clap for him, I beg. You have done well. Now, please, read it out. Give him mic. Give him mic. Read it out. That year, why is bringing the mic? Listen, let me tell you something. Me and my friend Evangelist Peter Oyebuchi, we were praying, and then God gave us a word about AGMI, and the Lord showed us a vision. And one of the things God showed us is that this ministry is going to build a city. It's going to be called Avalanche City. I can tell you where I even wrote it down. If I check all those my old files, because I used to document prophecies. Now, that 2011-2012, Olivia was not in AGMI. When did she join us? When did she join us? Now, how can you explain it? And me and I, we've never had any discussion along whatever God told us before. We've never had such talk. So how can you explain it? God spoke to me and Evangelist Peter Oyebuchi about Avalanche City. And then Olivia, who later joined the ministry, who was not even aware of what God have said before, she's now saying the same thing. That was why I told my wife, I said, this is a confirmation, among other things. Yes, can you read it out?
Right, this was on June 15, 2024.
Yes.
Good morning, our dear apostle, pastors, and able leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I had an encounter early hours of the morning today. I saw Pastor Nenku and I discussing in AGMI after sanctuary departments get together, and the center of the discussion was on a building avalanche city.
Did he hear that?
In the dream, Pastor Nenkup told me that the completion of the church auditorium will take place in no distant time, and I asked him of the seat capacity, and he told me 400 capacity.
So we'll soon build our church, massive structure. Eh? Some people don't believe. Whether you believe or not, you will see it. And you know the funny part? When ministries start entering into certain phases, that is when some people that ran away before, they will now start, hey, now we start the ministry. We were founding members. That is how human beings behave. That is how human beings behave. Do you know there are some people that have left this ministry because they cannot see the future? They can't see where God is taking us to. If God will open your eyes to see where we are going, you will be more serious. All these excuses you are giving for not being committed, they will die. Yes, sir. Complete it.
This is the third time I'm having this kind of dream.
What? This is the third time. Three times. Triple emphasis. Yes, sir.
See, when I came into the commission newly, I dreamt that I came for service and there was no seat for me in the overflow to sit.
Hallelujah.
The second encounter was on 4th January this year, where I shared it on this platform, how I saw AGMI in a beautiful venue with overflow.
Hallelujah.
And today's own marked the third dream.
Hallelujah.
It seemed good for me to share this experience with us on this platform.
Mm.
I have no reason under heaven not to believe the vision of AGMI and the assignment of Papa upon our lives.
Hallelujah.
Only those that see with the eye of the Spirit will know and understand
that
AGMI is beyond what it is in the physical.
Wow. I like that statement. Only those that see with what?
That's
the eyes of the Spirit. So many of you are looking with you. When they say AGMI, your mind now, this College of Accountancy, they see. You are canal. See how canal you are. You are not seeing with the eyes of the Spirit. They say AGMI. For your mind, now that College of Accountancy. Now we are not in College of Accountancy. We are here now. When your mind now, here you they see. So if we leave here now, move to somewhere, you now start seeing that place. Tell your neighbor, see with the eyes of the Spirit. AGMI is a move of the Spirit. It's a move of the Spirit. Don't be a doubting Thomas. Let God open your eyes. Thank God she was led to share it. It's so, in fact, part of the reason is to encourage some of you that are doing like this. One leg in, one leg out. One leg in, one leg out. Today you are committed. Tomorrow you are not committed. Today they see you, tomorrow they don't see you. Jump to your feet. I say we are testing the waters. Tomorrow we go deeper, right? See, let me tell you, these 14 days, a lot of you will be having Holy Ghost encounters. You will be having prophetic dreams, visionary encounters. I'm talking of the type that the Holy Ghost gave. Not yeah vision. I'm talking of spirit giving encounters. Because there is going to be an outpouring of the Spirit. Visions, revelations, divine encounters. Because as we press into the Spirit, there will be a response. There will be a response. Hi. Ke poletiza. angras katai. Do you know how to pray? You know, sometimes I pray, it's as if I should strangle the devil. I don't know about you. It's so little. See, there is a kind of prayer that generate power. Give me that James 5:16b. You know, sometimes some of you are praying, but even you know you are playing. You are not praying. You have not started praying. When you start to pray, you will know. Because see, the thing will be you know what we call multi magma. It will be leaping out of your spirit, force and power. Power will be generated. There is a kind of prayer that generates power. Even if it's for 5 minutes. Power is released. Power. Not P-O-W. P-A-W-A. Power. Power no be powder. Are you getting me? That was how Elijah prayed. He says, look at that B part. Give me an amplified. The earnest, heartfelt. Not the one you are praying, you are thinking of jollof rice. Heartfelt. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man. Hey, there was a day when I was doing NYSC. I just got angry. I didn't like the way my spiritual life was. It was just going jelenge. I didn't like it. I said, "Car, I'm not praying." So one Saturday, I said, "I'm going to pray." So I went in the morning. I started praying. I prayed sote. Power was generated. In fact, the power was so much, I was the first to fall under the power. Me that I was doing the praying. My leg could not carry me again. It's as if they connected my body to electricity. I was knocked down under power. And then I later got up after some minutes. So it was a dining hall of secondary school. I didn't know I was praying. I opened my eye. I saw some people praying with me. I didn't invite them all. There was an atmosphere, a force field. There was a force field of power that pulled them. They just came and joined me. And I opened my eye. I saw some of them pray. I said, who invited you? He said, nobody. He said, I was just passing. Something said I should enter and come and join you. It's the Holy Spirit. Force field. Palatizo baratai. I was praying in tongues. He was praying in English, one of them. And I said, do you want to pray in tongues? He said, yeah. I laid hands on him. He started speaking Chinese tongues. Even me, I started desiring this kind of tongues. I said, which kind of? I said, Holy Ghost, give me this kind of tongues now. Is somebody ready to pray? Please get a neighbor. We just have two, three minutes for this one. But I want it to be concentrated. I want you to speak in tongues with alphabet of fire. Let this thing, let it emanate, let it flow out, jump out of your spirit like molten magma. Am I communicating? Let it erupt like volcano. He said the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available. Jesus said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. The power for performing miracles, miracle working power. Jila kute kila pati embreketekete zelekunde breskelina kapalatai malaga bagadaga brakata kapa lefeketeke brakata kapalatai elifratos ketelete elegida kambrakatai eregeteketeke brakatai mando pola fila.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Adnan King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.